Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Says, Dear Owen and the Freak Show, check this out. My wife and I took our son to the mall for some shoes and a hoodie because he wanted for his birthday. Encircling the crazy parking lot at International Plaza, somebody left the space up close, and we were in the opposite aisle, so I told my son to jump out and stand in the space to hold it while we circled around the aisle and came back to get it. I come around that pseudo roundabout right there by the Cheesecake Factory. I think y'all might know what he's talking about. And it says, I see a car pulling into the space that my kid was in, slowly backing my son further into the front between the car that's parked on the opposite side and the car that's moving towards him, like wedging him in. I slammed in the park and ran up to the car ready to beat this a-hole down for basically using the car to nudge my child. And I see it's a woman in the car, and my wife, who's on my heels, went after her through the window. They're screaming back and forth at each other. I pull my wife away from the window, and the lady finished parking and gets out. I'm holding my wife because she's going nuts, understandably, because that's our kid. They said she didn't nudge him with the car. She rolled down the window and said, excuse me, and kept pulling forward, and my son kept backing up not to get hit. My son wasn't hurt, but still moving him with the threat of a car bothers me. Who does that? 5 minutes with me, without me, and the wife would have TKO'd her for sure. We left and went to Dick's instead and got him two pairs for his trouble. But do you think we're wrong, or is the lady wrong for playing bumper car with my son? Signed, Trey out of Tampa.
I'm not letting my kid out of the car in a busy parking lot hold a spot.
It's not like you threw your kid out. I've seen people do this where somebody stands in the parking lot.
Of course, I've seen it too, especially in college.
But you pulling the car in, like if you're standing in the lot and I'm just like, you can't hold this thing, whatever, and I'm coming at you with a car, that is dangerous.
That's
something you're not supposed to do. So she was in the wrong.
If I saw a kid,
was in the wrong.
No, I think the parents are in the wrong. Put your kids in a hell of a predicament. You have him out. Ain't no holding spots at International Mall, right? The Cheesecake Factory. The busiest area of the busiest mall. You want your jit in the middle of the parking lot holding a spot? Ain't no holding spots.
I've seen hundreds of people standing in spots.
They try.
You can call it a street rule if you want to or whatever, but if your kid or somebody is standing in a space, that's pretty much saying, okay, somebody's coming around.
That space is reserved for cars, and unless there's a car in there, that's an open
and
space.
Some people
and that
just
kid
don't gotta
care. Move. Hey, kid, you gotta move.
No, you can't do that.
Would you take the spot from the kid, or would
it's
you keep
not
it moving?
His spot. That's an open spot.
It is his spot. It's
that
like
spot
what
is
they
reserved
say? Like
vehicles.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. I'm possessing this spot right here. So I'm standing here.
I think the parents were in the wrong for making him go out there and putting him in there, but you gotta move. Absolutely.
I just don't like how you threatening this child.
I'm not
because you're just
him.
Like
you
this
move.
Person who pulled in. Imagine you're pulling up in your car and you see somebody who is moving your child back with a car, like pulling into it and making your kid, like your kid's not scared, but your kid is like, yo, like, what's going on? You would be upset too.
Absolutely. But you should be mad at yourself because your kid was just in the car and now you have him on the street.
Some people do not care at all. I mean, look, people are getting shot because they're having road rage incidences. Nevertheless, a parking lot spot.
All right. So it's MMA in the parking lot.
Yeah, for real.
Mama wants to fight her. You left your kid out in the parking lot to hold a space and somebody took it. Who's wrong? You wrong for putting your kid out there, the car driver. We got him next. Let's see. We got Devin on the phone. Hey, Devin, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, though?
What up, man? It's going good. You say both of them are wrong. What you thinking?
I honestly believe both of them are wrong because, one, the parents are in the wrong for the simple fact that they're putting their child in harm's way. Any type of endangerment of a kid is just wrong, first and foremost. You're putting your kid out in the parking lot. There's cars, people aren't paying attention. Like you just said a little bit ago, somebody got killed in St. Pete over that same thing. So the parents are definitely in the wrong for even having their child do this. Mm. On top of that, I feel like the other people around, because that's a child. You see a child standing in the parking lot, there's no reason why you should be trying to back into him to push him out the way or anything.
Yeah, that's more so what I was thinking. I appreciate that. Because, I mean, if I pull up and I see somebody standing there, I'm not going to, like, just keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? That's
you're going to go find a different spot.
That seems rude right there, just in the way I've been brought up. Jazz, what's up?
Hey, y'all. I love y'all so, but look.
We love you, too.
The International Mall is parking lot war, so you got to battle up sometimes.
Wait.
If you're big enough to get out the car and hold that parking spot, he was probably looking older, and he wasn't as old as he was. The only thing I got a problem with is one of them grown people should have got out of the car because that woman wanted to back that car up on them.
Yep.
Wait, so you don't mind somebody holding the parking space standing in there?
I've done it. Okay, just like y'all said, college days, y'all go to something and it's lit. You hop out the car and ain't nobody finna approach you talking about get out that spot. My whole friend coming finna get out the spot. We done local parking for 20 minutes. I done jumped out, ran across three lanes, trying to dart, trying to beat y'all cars on foot, and I won. Go park somewhere else. This for my mama and daddy.
My mama and daddy, okay?
I'm finna get me some stools, too. You ain't finna mess up my shopping day.
I got you, Jazz. I appreciate it. Vincent, what's going on?
What's going on, my preacher? How y'all doing this
morning? We doing good. You hear what's going on. Whose side you on, Vince?
You know what, Orlando, I do agree with you on one point, that the lady, she shouldn't have started backing her car if the kid was standing there. But you know what, I got to blame this. I'm with Dobby. I have to blame this on the parents because you put your child in danger.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You put your child in a dangerous situation, and then all that could have went left, all of it, for the mom, the dad, and the father.
Yeah, I just didn't see it as a dangerous thing because I've seen it happen so many times. Like every mall I go to or anything I go to where extensive parking, concerts, whatever, you see somebody doing that.
I know, Orlando, but I'm with you. But I've been to concerts, I've been to outdoor events and stuff like that. I've seen people literally getting into fight over parking spaces.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you know what, I'm not even handicapped, but I think like give me a handicap sticker because I can just park somewhere like that.
That's true. Hey, Vincent, appreciate you, man.
Love you, Freak Show. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Listen, there's a lot of texts coming in here, and a lot of people are doing this.
Mm-hmm. We got a text. It says, my mom used to do this with me when I was younger, and people used to respect it. It's like a hidden parking lot rule, but this lady's wrong for backing him out, but I think times have changed.
That's the thing. It's like, because you got to, like, if somebody's standing there and you got a car, car beats body, but you don't ruin somebody's, like, you know, push them out.
You don't threaten
or whatever, threaten to hit them with it just over a car.
Oh,
the
kid could lie and say, oh, I got hit, and they, like, scratch themselves or something. Now there's a lawsuit. Things can just go left so easily here.
I wonder if the security dude, the yellow light security guys in the mall, or the police or whatever, whose side would they take?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because if those ladies got into a fight where somebody had to come out there,
can't save a spot.
Who's
though.
In the wrong?
Yeah.
It's four cars.
What do you mean you can't? You keep saying you can't save
you
a can. Spot.
You're not supposed to.
The street rule is that you can save a spot.
I've seen it done, but I just keep it moving. I mean, I don't know if Dobby would actually try to go into a spot that someone's standing in, but he might.
He would.
Yeah. He might.
Yes, I would tell the little person, whoever's in there, the grown or a little kid, you got to move, especially where that spot is. Top primo spot at International Mall.
Prime spot.
Come on. If you don't get that one, you're going to be walking.
But if they say, nah, player, I'm not moving.
So what do you do?
Very slowly, non-threatening.
So
you start pulling in.
You
pull
that sounds like
doing the same thing that the lady did.
I wasn't asking you to move. I was telling you, you need to move.
Oh, do you rude?
Yeah.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.